Good morning and a very warm welcome to our worship from St Cross, Knutsford for the fourth Sunday before Advent, Sunday, October the 31st. Today, David is our reader and preacher, and Bill is our intercessor. And our hymn today, towards the conclusion of the service, is number 491, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling. And before we begin our worship online today, just like to give a mention to the fact that we're having our All Souls service of choral evensong on Tuesday evening in St Cross at 7:30. And the Lydian singers will be leading our worship with the singing that night. That's a service of choral evensong in St Cross at 7:30 on Tuesday evening. So let us prepare our hearts and minds as we come to worship the living God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray together the prayer of preparation. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to be our advocate in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace with all. So let us pray together. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. May the God of love and power forgive us and free us from our sins, heal and strengthen us by his Spirit, and raise us to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, you have kindled the flame of love in the hearts of the saints. Grant to us the same faith and power of love, that as we rejoice in their triumphs, we may be sustained by their example and fellowship. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The reading is taken from the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 12, beginning at verse 28. One of the scribes came up and heard them disputing with one another, and seeing that Jesus answered them well, asked him, "Which commandment is the first of all?" And Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbour as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.' And the scribe said to him, 'You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and that there is none other but him. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbour as oneself, is much more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices.' And when Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, 'You are not far from the kingdom of God.' And after that, no one dared to ask him any question." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the words of my lips and the thoughts of our hearts be now and always acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The scribe asked Jesus, which is the most important commandment? Jesus began his answer with the words, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind and with all your strength." These words are the beginning of the Shema, which for Jews was always the beginning of prayer in the synagogue or at home. Shema means listen. "Hear, O Israel." There were two other passages added to this which completed the Shema. All who debated with Jesus that day knew God's law. This scribe certainly did. He was a recognised scholar. He wasn't being argumentative. He wasn't trying to trap Jesus. He didn't treat Jesus as a threat. He had been listening to Jesus and knew how well Jesus answered everyone else. The scribe was asking Jesus the question because he wanted Jesus' opinion. "Which commandment is the most important?" he asked. That question was a hotly debated issue in his day. The scribes identified 613 laws in what we call the Old Testament, and they often debated which was the most important, and they came up with lots of different answers. Some said that they were equally important because each was the word of God. The scribe in our reading loved Jesus' answer because it was deeply rooted in the Old Testament, and it highlighted two important passages. The first is from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 5, about loving God. This was something every Israelite knew by heart. It was known as the Shema, and they recited the Shema every day. The most important command was, first, to love God with all that you are. The second passage Jesus combined with Deuteronomy chapter 6 and was the love your neighbour passage, which is from Leviticus chapter 19 verse 18. The combination summarised the law in a way that actually made sense. It captured the whole thing. God wants both love for him and love for others. But one comes first. Loving others as yourself flows from loving God with all that you are. The scribe was clearly in agreement with Jesus' answer. You are right, teacher, he said. And Jesus was pleased too with the scribe's wisdom. Jesus said to him, you are not far from the kingdom of God. But I am left a little puzzled by this reply from Jesus. I ask myself, did the scribe only want to know what Jesus thought rather than live what Jesus taught? Was his interest theological, not spiritual? Great knowledge is not enough. That doesn't mean that God doesn't want us to have knowledge. He wants us to think through the Bible. Job had long discussions with God. Isaiah tells us that God wants us to reason with him. Timothy says that we should think over what he has said. He wants us to come to logical conclusions and reasonable answers to hard questions. God wants us to know about him. God gave us a mind so that we could think deeply about him. But knowing is not enough. Our mind must be given over to him and used in humble submission before him. That's why Jesus says part of loving God is loving him with all your mind. Perhaps the scribe didn't do that. Perhaps he used his mind in a way to avoid God's real call. Did he use his knowledge to get him closer to God, or to win an argument, or to settle a debate? It's quite likely that I am doing the scribe a disservice. After all, Jesus is not often complimentary in his dealings with scribes and Pharisees. But I think it's worth our while pursuing this thought a little further. God wants us to use our mind not for our pride, but for his glory. Mere knowledge of God's word isn't enough to bring us into the kingdom of God. Why not? The best answer I can give is the one which Jesus gives us in the parable of the Good Samaritan. The priest was surely a man of considerable learning. He would know the law and the prophets. But he hurried past the man lying wounded on the side of the road. The Levite, similarly, was a man accustomed to be respected for his knowledge. But he, too, passed by on the other side. It was the Samaritan, a man treated with disdain by the Jews, who stopped to give help and time and money to the injured man. The knowledge and learning and elevated position in society of neither the priest nor the Levite allowed them to serve God or their neighbour. Of course, that parable began with the question, who is my neighbour? Do we know God, or do we only know about God? Knowing our Bible isn't enough. If all we do is know it, we will not be far from the kingdom, but not in the kingdom. We must have more. Agreement with God's law isn't enough either. The law is not something only to be considered and thought about or even agreed with. The law is something to be applied to one's life. The scribe made an excellent first move. He had come to Jesus, but he didn't come close enough. He came to Jesus to ask a question, but he didn't draw close enough to see the true answer. If he had, he would have seen that Jesus not only knew God's law, but obeyed God's law. He would have seen that Jesus wasn't only a teacher, but a saviour. A man like himself in appearance, but unlike him in divinity. He would have seen a perfect man there before him, who loved God with all he was, who never disobeyed for a second, who loved his neighbour as himself. He was headed to the cross to prove it, but the scribe didn't see that because he didn't come to Jesus as a sinner in need of saving, but as a scribe in need of a theological answer. The difference between being near and being in the kingdom of God is simple but not easy. It comes down to this: is Jesus a teacher or a saviour? Can we see him for who he is and what he did, or do we merely admire him for what he taught? I can remember when I was in the sixth form at school, reading the whole Bible. I remember how impressed I was that Jesus, by all that Jesus said and did. How could some people not believe him, I thought. But, like me all those years ago, how often do we read about what Jesus did or what he said and say, I agree with that, and then go and do our own thing? How often can we be like the priest and the Levite and walk past what God would have us do? As great as his teaching was, Jesus did not come only to give us tips on how to live. He did not come merely to show us how to be kind to others. He came to rescue us from sin and death. He came, as he said in John's Gospel, to be the door by which we may enter the kingdom of God. He came to have his flesh nailed to the cross so that we could receive forgiveness and hope. We should know about God and agree with what he says, but that alone won't get us into heaven. Our hope must be placed in the power of Jesus Christ, crucified, raised, ascended, and glorified. Amen.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
In the power of the Spirit and in union with Christ, let us pray to the Father. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear us when we pray in faith. We pray for our bishops of Chester, Birkenhead and Stockport, and we pray for Paul our vicar and all your church in the service of Christ, that those who confess your name may be united in your truth, live together in your love, and reveal your glory in the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless and guide Elizabeth our Queen, give wisdom to all in authority, and direct this and every nation in the ways of justice and peace. We pray that in these difficult times, we may continue to share effectively the good news of Jesus Christ to all God's people. We pray that our parish community may continue to be kept safe and that we might become a beacon of hope to our communities amidst all uncertainty. Meanwhile, we give heartfelt thanks for the sterling work done over the last 19 months by so many sectors of the community. Postal workers, refuse collectors, bank and supermarket staff, and in particular NHS staff and volunteers. And we acknowledge with gratitude the success of the vaccination programme to date. We also pray that the government and their advisers may be guided to lead us with competence and understanding into recovery. And we pray for the success of the Climate Change Conference in Glasgow. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, we pray for this town of Knutsford, its schools and churches, and for its businesses, not least those which have opened recently. We pray for the medical centres, dentists, optometrists, pharmacists, podiatrists and physiotherapists. We pray for Cheshire East Council and Knutsford Town Council. And we thank you for the St Cross community and the peace, solace and friendship that we get here. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, through your Holy Church you come to us. You give us yourself, you give us your love. May we dedicate our love, ourselves to you, Lord of the Church, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. We give thanks for all those who lead dedicated lives in our world, all who by sacrifice and goodness maintain the fabric of our society. We pray for all those who are quietly giving their lives in the service of others and for all who are caring for neighbours or the needy. Comfort and heal those who suffer in body, mind or spirit at this time. And hear as we remember those who have died in the faith of Christ. David Moores, whose year's mind falls on this day, and Barry Dodgson. According to your promises, grant us with them a share in your eternal kingdom. Rejoicing in the fellowship of Martin Luther, Reformer, Bishop James Hannington, Anglican martyr in Uganda, and all your saints, we commend ourselves and your whole creation to your unfailing love. Let us pray with confidence, as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.